No question, ebooks are transforming the industry, not just because we no longer think of books strictly as physical objects, but because we may start thinking of them as advertising platforms. It might sound blasphemous turning books into tiny billboards, but there are some advantages for the advertised, too. Brian Altunian is CEO and chairman of Wowio, which works with publishers to distribute ebooks with ads. The ads really push down the cost of the book to the consumer. In fact, sometimes those books cost the consumer nothing. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bob. Great to be here.
There is a quid pro quo that I guess we've all grown used to about accepting ads as the price of getting free or subsidized content, but I don't know that it extends to books. It feels just somehow, icky.
I wouldn't want to be in the middle of a chapter of Girl with the Dragon Tattoo and have an ad pop up intrusively. However, I do think if done appropriately and done subtly and done in a way that does make aesthetic sense and doesn't interrupt the flow of the reading experience, I think the trade-off of having access to a broad selection of content is worth having an advertisement component.
The ads that you're using show up in the beginning of the book before you get to the actual text, right?
And we personalize it. You know, an advertiser will have a chance to say, this book is sponsored for Brian Altunian, courtesy of Wells Fargo. And a second page, which actually gives Wells Fargo the opportunity to offer some sort of promotion, that if I click on that, I'm taken out to a landing page that Wells Fargo has created that tells me their promotional deal of the day or deal of the month or deal of the quarter.
I happen to be looking at a Wowio version of Slaughterhouse-Five by Kurt Vonnegut. The first page is an ad for DirecTV. As I go into the text, it is not interrupted, but I'm a little skeptical that I'm not eventually going to see that. Can I be really sure that this is not going to go to some, you should excuse the expression, ad absurdum?
It's very likely that could happen. I would say we at Wowio don't intend to do that. But I think that what will happen then is a consumer will be given the choice of either have the book be subsidized and include ads or have it be fee-based with no ads.
So I got to tell you, I bristled when I first saw the cover of the Slaughterhouse-Five book and saw the ad from DirecTV, because it says, it is a gift to me from DirecTV. And I'm like, it's not a gift. They're trying to reach prospective DirecTV customers, which, raises the question, DirecTV, it's a satellite, service, the equivalent to your local cable TV system. You would think the last place that they were trying to find customers was from people who read books.
Well, it's interesting because if you think, DirecTV, as you say, as a service that has 3,000 channels now, the selection of content is pretty broad. And so if they're sponsoring books in the history category and it helps to promote the History Channel, then there is a relationship. And the advantage that the digital distribution platform provides is a granularity, an opportunity to be seen by the consumer that will eventually become a consumer of their product.
It strikes me that if Wowio works, the business model is going to be immediately embraced by the big e-book distributors of the world, like, let's say, Amazon, and that you were going to just be rendered irrelevant almost overnight.
Amazon had about a 95% market share of the e-book space until about a year and a half ago. It's now about 55%. So that shows you that there's definitely opportunity for companies such as Wowio. A broadened base of books creates a voracious appetite for reading. That's just going to increase the demand for ebooks, traditional books, books of all kinds.
Brian, thank you very much.
Bob, thank you.
Brian Altunian is CEO and chairman of Wowio.